many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 19, the verses 16 to 26. The Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 19, the verses 16 to 26. Just then a man came up to Jesus and asked, "Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life?" "Why do you ask me about what is good?" Jesus replied. "There is only one who is good. If you want to enter life, keep the commandments." "Which ones?" he inquired. Jesus replied, "You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as yourself." "All these I have kept," the young man said. "What do I still lack?" Jesus answered, "If you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly I tell you, it is hard for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and asked, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." My theme for reflection is understanding the real value of wealth. Understanding the real value of wealth. Have you ever approached a situation full of confidence, believing you have nailed it, only to face an unexpected challenge? This story is about such a moment, but it also takes us deeper, exploring what true wealth and spiritual satisfaction really mean. In the Gospel of Matthew, a man approaches Jesus with an important question about how to achieve eternal life, showing his genuine desire for spiritual insight. He asks, "What must I do to live forever in heaven?" Jesus first points him towards following the commandments, which the man believes he has already accomplished. However, Jesus then challenges him further, asking him to do something very difficult for those attached to their wealth: sell everything he owns, give the money to the poor, and follow him. This would mean securing a place in heaven instead of holding on to earthly riches. The man walks away saddened, unable to accept this challenge. And his attitude reveals the conflict between possessing wealth and achieving spiritual depth. Jesus goes on to explain to his disciples how hard it is for the wealthy to enter heaven, comparing it to a camel trying to go through the eye of a needle, a vivid image that emphasizes the struggle between materialism and spiritual access. This left his disciples questioning, "Who then can be saved?" To which we reply, "But who then?" Jesus Christ reassures them that while it may seem impossible for humans, everything is possible with God. My dear friends, from this story, we learn the importance of prioritizing spiritual riches over material wealth. It teaches us that true fulfillment and salvation are found not in the accumulation of possessions, but in living a life of love, generosity, and devotion to God. This challenges us to evaluate our priorities, encouraging us to let go of earthly attachments that distract from our spiritual growth, and to embrace a life marked by selfless giving and faithful service. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what are the things or beliefs you hold on to that might be blocking your path to spiritual growth and understanding? Number two, how can you practice generosity and kindness in your life, especially towards those in need, as a way to show your faith? Dear Lord, help us to grasp the deep lessons your Son Jesus Christ taught about what it truly means to be wealthy and spiritually fulfilled. Teach us to look beyond the temporary appeal of material things and to pursue a life filled with love, generosity, and service to others. Give us the strength to release anything that prevents us from fully following you, and the faith to believe that with you, all things are achievable. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.